Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Today, we hear from a Trelawny farmer who is participating in the Caribbean Coconut Sector Development Roadmap project. The roadmap will address critical areas such as market options, production and productivity, as well as support services. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Angie James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and Herbert Morrison Technical High School, winner of the 2015 World Environment Day Poetry Competition.
Coconut Papa and Pepper Farmer Nanette Robinson is one of several farmers set to benefit from a 5-year regional project aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of small-scale coconut farmers. The project, valued at 3.5 million euros, will be financed by the European Union and implemented in the CARIFORUM countries of Belize, Dominica, the Dominican Republic, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Trinidad and Tobago. Phase 1 of the project will engage national stakeholders in formulating roadmaps for market-led development of the coconut and coconut product sector and agree on implementation plans. Mrs. Robinson is hopeful that the project will lead to significant improvements in the coconut industry.
I'm happy to see that more people are getting involved to revitalize the coconut industry because it really has been going down. If everybody does what they say they're going to do, I think it would be a very good thing for the country because we need to do more exporting. We need to do more producing.
She says increased production of coconut is still high on her agenda going forward.
We do have available lands where we could plant, but we would need assistance.
Mrs. Robinson also does small-scale distribution of fruit and vegetables to hotels.
When we supply hotels, we focus on more main products, papaya.
She says she lived on a farm as a child and ventured into the business of farming with her husband about 22 years ago.
We started with hot peppers and we intercrop our farm right now. We start with peppers, so that's a fast crop, to help to pay the workers to plant the papayas, which takes 9 months, to help to pay the workers to plant the coconut, which takes 5 years, you know, in separate areas. Maybe we have watermelon and pumpkins and long-term fruit trees.
She singles out crop theft as one of her main challenges.
Prairie larceny is a main problem that we face. And I don't know how these people are able to see in the night, but at night they raid your farm basically. We have to do a lot of fencing. A lot of our investment goes in fencing to protect what we have.
And now for our proverb of the day. 1-1 coco, full basket. And this means everything adds up. Don't waste anything.
Government pensioners, listen up. The Accountant General's Department is modernizing its processes in order to serve you better. All pensioners are therefore being asked to submit their TRN, banking information, email address, contact numbers, and mailing address to ensure accurate, up-to-date records. For more information, visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-83207 or 1-888-991-0095. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Angie James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time as we continue to look at other important developments in the agricultural sector.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.